Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Weekend kickoff rolling on here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We are gearing up for a Super Saturday in Tiger Stadium. LSU taking on Arkansas, 11:45 a.m. kickoff right here, WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. You'll be able to hear Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers. Thank you so much for joining us, Chris. How you been doing?
I'm doing great, guys. It's that crossover season. A little bit of basketball, a little bit of football. Just switch from one to the other. So it's a busy time, but exciting time.
Hey, I saw your buddy the other day. Come visit at our TV show on Tuesdays in Houma, Mr. John Brady.
Legend.
And he was, Mike, I think we might have something this year in basketball. We might have something. I was like, okay. See it to believe it, coach. And he was like, man, you know, some of those other teams in the SEC, super talented. But he said, I think now we got a roster that, hey, we can compete. We can compete.
Yeah, I think he's right. You know, John and I have talked about it a lot. I mean, he's went to a lot of the preseason practices, and that's kind of, you know, what he was telling me when I'd ask him about it. And, you know, I think the other thing that I'm sure he mentioned to you that he really loves is the commitment to defense. He's been impressed through the exhibition game and obviously the first two games of the season that the backcourt and the frontcourt really committed to playing defense. And, you know, Coach Brady, I mean, he believes, you know, there's some guys who are talented who can shoot from 23 and 25 feet out and knock them down. There's guys who can jump out of the gym. But there's a real want to play in defense, and I think he likes that most from this lineup. And I'm sure Coach Matt McMahon would agree with him. But as far as the roster is concerned, I think you got a legit point guard that can certainly be successful in the SEC. And I think with the addition of Mike Nwoko and Markel Sutton and even Pablo Tamba, along with the returning Jalen Reed, I like the front line. And you got to be big. You got to be physical down near the rim. And I think for the first time in a number of years, LSU has that. So I'm excited. But, you know, Mike, you know this as well as
it's early
in this day and age. we won't know anything till maybe mid-January.
That's right. That's right. Chris, the one thing in football, you saw some real fight from this football team, and they had good plays on defense. They put – and watching a lot of the Alabama tape before that game, I don't know that Ty Simpson felt as much heat, pressure – as he did in this game. Now, you live by the sword, you die by it too. You blitz a little too much, that dude was going to catch you, and he caught four big passing plays downfield that he was able to connect. But I was impressed with what Blake Baker was able to do, stop the run. Alabama's running game has really not been great this year. It's been okay, but nothing more than that. But, man, they shut that down, put a lot of heat on Ty Simpson. But now you're playing a dude totally different. And Talen Green, who is a dual-threat guy. I remember watching him at Boise State, and he has gotten so much better as a passer under Bobby Petrino. But I thought defensively last week, when you can hold your opponent the way they did, and, yeah, you did give up some big plays in the passing game, your offense could have really made some hay had they been able to score touchdowns instead of kicking field goals.
No, I think you're exactly right, Mike. I mean, I think when you discuss, you know, what it looked like last Saturday at Bryant-Denny Stadium, and I got to tell you, you know, that's I've been there a number of times. That's the most subdued I have seen at that stadium. And that's not me throwing shade at Alabama fans. Oh, we were just surprised. Again, it helps when the opening drive, when you know, they were going mostly no huddle and they scamper down the field real quick. And then they're like, oh, okay, we got momentum. Let's go for it on 4th-and-1. And LSU gets the stuff, the turnover on downs. And suddenly it went from kind of a, so-so crowd to pretty quiet. But when you look at that game, I mean, you can go back to every loss this season for LSU and any loss for any team and go woulda, shoulda, coulda. But man, oh man, are there a couple of woulda, shoulda, couldas in that game Saturday that could have made the difference. Obviously, the big one that was the big swing in the game was that the last two possessions by each team in that second quarter. To me, that was kind of the game, and I won't say it was over, but that's when the big shot was hit. You know, LSU unable to move the football. They start at their own 20. They go backwards. They eventually have to punt from their 19. They get a really good punt, 59 yards. The problem was they threw on third down, and Alabama gets the ball back with 1:07 to go as opposed to maybe 30 seconds. And then I think Kalen DeBoer's mindset changes, and he's probably happy. All right, guys, take a knee. Let's go in. 10-3, we lead, and let's regroup for the second half. But then the ability to go in three plays spanning those many yards and scoring to go up suddenly 17-3, just with the offensive struggles this LSU team has had, that to me was a mountain. You're on the road, you're against the number 4 team. That was just a big, big swing of momentum. But yeah, I think defensively they take a lot from this game. I agree with you. I think Alabama was a little surprised that, again, they haven't been a great running team, but they didn't get much of anything. I mean, LSU outrushed them if you take away the negative yards in just what they did on the ground. But it's a whole nother animal, as you said, with Talen Green. And, you know, when you look at LSU's defense this year, there's been great moments, great games, but they have struggled against the true dual threat quarterback. Cade Klubnik's not a dual quarterback in my mind. He can run when he has to, but that's not something they do by design. Diego Pavia is a guy who, yeah, he can run and he makes some big plays and he did against LSU, but he's always looking to throw first. Lenore Sellers is probably more like Talen Green in the sense that they want him to run. But this is going to be a big challenge. And I'll be interested tonight to talk with Coach Wilson during his weekly show and just kind of say, hey, what are some of the lessons LSU has learned defensively? Is it gap? Is it gap integrity? Is it pre-snap lining and getting the proper run fits? Like, what is it that is allowing these dual-threat quarterbacks, the true dual-threat quarterbacks, to have that type of success? Because to me, that's where this game is going to be won. No disrespect to Arkansas, but you know, if they can make Talen Green corral him in the pocket and say, you're going to have to beat us by throwing for 300 plus yards. I mean, no offense, I'd take it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream.
Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sugar rush him. Force him to throw it. Okay? I'm not going to let you run it. You throw it. If you beat me passing, go ahead. But I'm not going to let you run it. But one of the guys, and I think everybody's got a player like this, Chris, that you say, man, I saw Arkansas play last year. That guy didn't do anything. They got one this year, 97, Quincy Rhodes. And it's like he shot out of a cannon in 9 games. He's got 14 tackles for losses and 8 quarterback sacks. LSU's had some difficulties protecting, if it's Nussmeier, Van Buren, it doesn't matter. Man, 97, they better get not one hat on a hat. They better get 2 hats on a hat on Quincy.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I mean, it's so interesting when you look at these two teams. Obviously, Arkansas, 7-game losing streak. LSU now trying to snap a 3-game losing streak. And you look at the offense for Arkansas and you go, wow, they're prolific. No surprise, Coach Petrino, I mean, say what you want about him, but he knows how to score points, and he's got them doing that, averaging 33 points a game in the SEC. And then you look at their defense, and they're 15th in total defense, scoring defense, they're dead last. And then you see a guy like that that lines up on the edge that is a handful to deal with, and then you have to get within the stats. You have to go deeper into the stats. To your point, LSU has struggled against guys that are able to disrupt things in the offensive backfield. They've disrupted the running game. They've disrupted the rhythm of Garrett Nussmeier or Michael Van Buren, whoever's under or behind center, just simply because they don't have time to look downfield, go through their progressions, all of those things. So while you may look at the matchup and go, okay, LSU's only averaging a little over 20 points a game against the SEC, but this is a really bad Arkansas defense statistically. Well, you need to go back and look at who they played, and you need to go back and look at how much they impaired the quarterbacks and how better or not as good the offensive line for those opponents have played. That's where the numbers to me are a little deceiving. And I'm not sure that's exactly how it's going to play out on Saturday, just simply because LSU has to find a way, whether it's adding a back and basically saying, hey, you've got to help in protection 90% of the time, then maybe that's the answer. I know Coach Wilson has said they want to dedicate themselves to running the football. It was 26 carries against Alabama last week. Is that more than we've seen this year? Yeah. Is that a true dedication to running the football? It'll be interesting to see what Coach Wilson says about that. But, I think you got to be able to run the ball, and you got to account for him on the edge for Arkansas, because while their defense as a total is not gangbusters, you're right. He certainly is, and is going to make a pretty good living here soon on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays.
And I couldn't have picked him out of a police lineup last year. I mean, he really was a non-factor for the Razorbacks. And then all of a sudden, 97's here, 97's there. Now, Xavier Suri is a different story. I remember when he was at University of Georgia, and he transfers there, and he's also a really good, tall, skinny, fast-running linebacker. He can play also. But if you look at the losses for Arkansas, most of those games, Chris, have been razor close. It's not like they're getting blown out. And that's the thing that catches my eye. Yes, since the first 2 games of the year, they have taken a whipping every week. But all those games have been like, 6 points or less?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing that has to concern you. I mean, you just go look at it. I mean, even in the loss, I mean, even in the wins they had, okay, Alabama, A&M, 52-7. Okay, Arkansas State, 56-14. That's supposed to look that way. They go to Ole Miss. They lose that one, as you said, but they put 35 points on the board. They lose 41-35. Most recently, they lose to Mississippi State by 38-35. That Texas A&M game, I mean, every opportunity for Arkansas to pull the upset, and A&M has to find a way to put 45 points on the board. I guess when I look at this matchup, Mike, the thing that concerns me the most is I really think a lot of what Coach Baker has done. I think the defense has played really good. Obviously, they played well enough last week in Tuscaloosa to win that game. The problem is, even if you're, even if you want to say, all right, if they're averaging 33 points a game, let's go ahead and say LSU, without doing anything drastic, is going to shave 10 points off of that. Suddenly, now they've scored 23. The problem is, you got to score more than 9, and you got to score more than 17. And frankly, you'll have to score more than 20. And that has been a major issue for this LSU team this year. And that's, to me, where the concern comes. Do I think LSU's defense has the ability to hold Arkansas well under their average? Sure. But losing a game 23 or 24 to 17 is not going to make anybody feel better.
Chris, I'm always about it's not about plays. It's about players. And I think LSU's got to figure out a way to have Harlan Berry, Tre'Davious Green touch the ball more because nothing against Caden Durham. I think he's a really good back, but there is something about Harlem. You can see, man, he's got some big-time ability to break off a big run. And with Tre'Davious, I know he struggled last week with a couple of throws, but I just think when you got a guy that's 6'7", okay, how many guys can overthrow him? And who can cover him? You got to get him with more touches as a receiver.
Oh, 100%. And I think LSU could do themselves a big favor if they rely on Tre'Davious Green across the middle of the field. You know, last week, not all that different from most of the weeks this season. I mean, there were just too many throws to the sideline, whether it was near side hash to the near side boundary or far side hash to the near side boundary. They were giving Alabama a 12th defender. And again, those plays have a place. There's 100%. I mean, most of the time you want to try a little screen game to enhance your run game, and then hopefully you're going to build on that to get the defense up near the line of scrimmage, and then you're going to go deep on them. And we only saw that. I can really just remember one deep one on that throw to Hilton. And there were a couple of plays that got over 16, 15 yards in the passing game. But I think Tre'Davious Green is a huge weapon just because coaches have to make a decision defensively of who do they want to account for Tre'Davious Green. And I would bet you, Mike, you might agree with me, 9 times out of 10, he's still going to be the better athlete in that situation. Just put the ball in his vicinity and let him make a grab and do it in the middle of the field so he's not hampered by the sideline. And when it comes to Harlan Berry, I listen to Jacob Hester because obviously he knows what good running backs do. And he said since early in the season, Mike, something interesting. He said it seemed like some of the older running backs were constantly looking to cut and jump back from wherever the line was supposed to be or where they thought the hole was supposed to be. Whereas Harlan, whether it's he doesn't know any better yet or he's just not thinking too much, he's more patient. And even though it's not going to be a hole that you can drive a Mack truck through, he still is patient and doesn't give up on his offensive line, giving him just the crease he needs to get to the second level. And again, that may be he is wise beyond his years, and maybe he just doesn't know what he doesn't know, but I agree with you. I think right now he's the hottest hand at running back, and, you know, it was unfortunate. He had the early fumble last weekend, and then we saw him kind of get some time on the sideline. But I think at this point you're trying to break a 3-game losing streak. Right now LSU, who'd have thunk it, is trying to get bowl eligible. With 3 games remaining, and one of those is on the road against one of the best defenses in the country, I agree with you. I think Tre'Davious Green and Harlan Berry should be a pretty regular customer when it comes to the football.
Man, one guy was a playmaker, and sometimes I think he's overly aggressive, but A.J. Halsey, man, A.J. is like a heat-seeking missile out there, and his play at safety, to me, has been impressive. Now, he's going to make mistakes because he's over-aggressive. I'd much rather see that than you be timid. okay? If you're going to sit back, I'll let him throw in for – man, the one thing with A.J., he's going to rock your world if you come in his area.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, he is so much fun to watch. He has so much fun and passion playing defense. And, you know, I think he's done a tremendous job in helping go from a secondary over the last so many years that did not look anything like an LSU secondary to bringing them back. So, Halsey's a tough one, and I'm with you. I'd rather him be aggressive than being timid. And, again, I like him out there.
Chris, always appreciate your time, man. We know 11:45 kickoff on Saturday. When does Chris Blair's game day start?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty early, man.
I feel you, Chris. I start at 7. Me and Herb Tyler, we got pregame at 7 o'clock that morning. So we start way before you start.
I don't want to be mean to you, Mike, but on my way in, I may tune in and listen to you. How about that?
I appreciate it, buddy. I appreciate it.
Voice of the LSU Tigers, Chris Blair, joining us here on WWL. Appreciate the time, and we'll be tuning in on Saturday to listen to the game. Hopefully get that victory against Arkansas.
Sounds good to me. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.